Scripture, Romans 10 and 9, a very familiar passage. The Bible declares, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the other apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that is afar off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. In many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the other apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Answer, Peter said unto them, repeat. What? Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and he shall receive the Holy Ghost. Based on those verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. All you got to do is repent and be baptized. All you got to do is repent and be baptized. It's not so much what we go through, but how we go through it. And when we are going through anything, whether it's health, money, disagreements, or whatever it is, if you take it to the Lord in prayer, somehow, some way, things will begin to turn around. All we have to do is get self out the way and allow God to be God. We are thankful to God for our here being this morning and for how God has blessed us and kept us and made a way out of what we usually say no way, but God's way is the best way. And so we continue to trust God to be our God. And he said that if we would be his people, he shall be our God. And so I'm glad to have a God that listens and answers prayer. I'm glad to have a God that even when we haven't dotted every I, crossed every T, he still has a listening ear. He still have that ever watching eye to watch over us through the day and through the night and through our good days and our bad days. You know, it's easy to say thank you, Jesus, when you're not hungry and when you got about $3 in your pocket. But it's also good whenever you don't have a dime in your pocket and your body might be in pain and you may have hunger pains in your stomach. But if you are still able to say, Lord, I just want to thank you, that's saying a whole lot. So we are thankful to God that we've learned how to praise him to and appreciate him even through the bad days. And what a joy it is to be in fellowship this morning, one with another, one more time. We have to cherish every moment. For I don't care whether we are healthy, whether we are sick. None of us know what day God is going to call our name. And so we live knowing that we're going to die, but we don't know when. But I'm so thankful that God allowed us to have one more time, hoping and praying for many more times to come. But all of that in the hands of a mighty God, a just God, a loving God, a God full of compassion and concern. And so we come this morning to share the love of Jesus, to glorify his holy name. Now that Thanksgiving Day has come and gone, we are deep in the holiday season, making our lists and tidying up the house and putting up Christmas trees and lights and Christmas movies and Christmas music and all of this to sort of get us in the feel of the holiday season. Another time to gather with family and friends to enjoy one another. A chance to share our love and blessings one with another. Wasn't it good to eat turkey and ham with your loved ones? I love fried chicken, but Thanksgiving, I want some turkey. But you know, we're so blessed now, we have all kinds of meats. Look how blessed we are. Look where we've come from. Now, I had a mother that didn't like turkey, so I grew up eating hen. But it was good. Filled me up. I knew not to open up my mouth. If I want some turkey, I better go to somebody's house. Say nothing about no turkey up in there. Look at that fat hen and carve her up and eat her up and let the church roll on. But God has blessed us that we don't have dinner, we have feast. And so that's why we have to be mindful of our blessings, of where we come from. And most of us, we hadn't had very much all of our lives. But we always had a piece of bread on the table. Always had a piece of meat. Always had those special days. And as poor as we was, we always had something for Christmas. Not that it was all about the gifts, but they labored and I don't want to mess it up for no church, so I'm going to leave that alone. But as we grew, we began to learn more. And so then it also allowed us to appreciate the sacrifice that our parents was making just to see that smile on our face. And then it was a good thing to hear them talk about the stories of where they came from, where they just get a big old piece of candy and they be happy. Get a piece of fruit and be happy. Now we get a whole box of fruit and we let it sit there on the counter until it get rotten and can't nobody eat it. Don't do you no good and nobody else any good. But if we would listen to our ancestors as to what they went through and to how they had so little, so they appreciated everything that they got. And so in turn, they tried to do more for us than what they were able to do, and they did. And then as the generations go, we did even more. We got better jobs. We got a few more dollars, and we do more for ours than what they were able to do for us. But at the end of the day, it's not about the gifts. It's not about who you are, what a block you live on. It's all about knowing that there's somebody by the name of Jesus that came and dwelt among us in the flesh just so that he could die for the remission of our sins. It seems as if the year started and already we're at the end of the year. And during this time of the year, we hear over and over again, Jesus is the reason for the season. Now, that sounds good. But if you truly don't believe that Jesus is the reason, then you're just saying mere words. But if you really realize that we celebrate his birth, not necessarily his birthday, for our timing could be off. But we do know that he was born in the flesh to dwell amongst men, to feel what we feel and to live as a carpenter, King of kings, Lord of lords. But yet he walked the streets of Jerusalem as a carpenter. People didn't care much about him. Some of the ones that he blessed the most were the ones that turned their backs on him. But let us focus on the most important reason. He was born one day so that he would die on Calvary, be buried and rise again to defeat death. Came, as we find in St. Matthew 1 and 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And I love where it says save his people. Aren't you glad to be one of God's people? No, now, if you're talking about God's people and you say them over there, then I want to be one of them. Sometimes we don't like to be put in association with different types of folk. But if you love the Lord, then I want to know that you my brother, you my sister, and I'm going to love God right along with you. If you don't love God, I'm going to pray that God will give you a different mindset, that somehow or another you will begin to know where your blessings come from. I'm glad to be one of God's people this morning because Jesus tells us in St. Luke 24, 45 through 47, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. I'm so glad that it didn't stop at Jerusalem. But the word of God got on over into the Gentile nation and began to allow us to know that, you know, we've always heard that we got the word of God everywhere. We got it on the radio, on the television, and we know that even abroad in the foreign countries that the word of God has gotten there, but there's still somebody that hadn't heard about Jesus. So that's somebody. That's why we got to share the good news. That's why we need to appreciate his birth and his life, for he came for a specific purpose. So don't get caught up into what you can buy or what you can't buy for your loved one. Take some of the commercialism out of it and just put Jesus' love back in. Be thankful that he was born, but more importantly, that he accepted death. You know, as we read and we jump over and see that the Bible declared that he could have come down. He could have had angels to bring him down from Calvary, from the cross. But he knew that he had a purpose of being. Do you know that every one of us got a purpose this morning? And may not be big to somebody, but whatever it is that God wants you to do, you ought to do it. And do it to the glory of God. We got to stop sitting around thinking that somebody going to beg us to do this, that, or the other. Because God always got a ram in the bush. If you don't want to open up your mouth, God got somebody that will open up their mouth. If you got a gift that you are abusing and won't use your gift for the glory of God, God might just allow that gift to be taken away from you. It might be that very day when you really want to sing a song that you can't mumble a singing word. It might be that day when you want to open your mouth in prayer and to talk to the power of a loving God and know that God is right there. I thank God this morning for Jesus, for all that he is and for all that he has done. Had no sins, but God needed him to come so that we could be saved. So here we are some 2,000 years later, and I wonder, do we understand the scripture and know why he came in the flesh? If you don't understand where God is coming from, if you don't understand why he died. See, I found out after I got saved and I thought that I was going to be so holy and sanctified that I would never fall short no more. That sure enough was a lie. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? We love to get up and get these beautiful testimonies. But don't you know that you got to realize between your testimony of yesterday and the testimony you got today, you had some ups and you had some downs. You had some good days and you had some bad days. But as I think about every day being a day of thanksgiving, I'm just so thankful to be able to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I wonder, did anybody come in the house this morning to help me lift up the name Jesus? On this Sunday morning when it's raining on the outside, anybody want to let somebody know that I got some sunshine in my soul. I got joy down in my heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The devil is a lie this morning. No weapon formed against me will be able to prosper, because when I'm weak, God will make me strong. When I don't know the way, God makes a way. The Lord God said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I got to see Jesus for myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. I laid there last Sunday with my lazy self. Kept on my lounge and clothes. Didn't go to nobody's church. But I had Jesus down in my heart. Don't never forget how good God has been to you. God has been good to us this morning. And I believe that his living was not in vain. His death was not in vain. Came in the flesh. And I don't know about you, but I want to take the time to thank my God for our Savior, Jesus the Christ. What a mighty God we serve this morning. God that is always keeping his promises and will do whatever we need him to do. When, as I say, your friends turn their back on you, I know somebody that'll step in right on time. When you're walking around with your head hung down and you're so disgusted that you don't want to look up to the hills, I know somebody that'll step in right on time. When you're laying on your sick bed and the doctor done shook his head, then you look to the hills and know that all of my help comes from the Lord. So whatever God says, that's what I'm going to believe. Whatever God allows me to do, I'm going to do what I can while I can. If there anybody in the house this morning that want to come out of your comfort zone, allow God to move in your life, allow God to move in your body. You didn't come to be entertained this morning. You pay Spectrum for that. Direct TV for that. I need some help up in here. Somebody help me lift Jesus. For the Lord said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I can't draw nobody, but I know somebody. I can't even pick up my grandbaby. I sure can't pick y'all up. But I know somebody that'll pick you up. That'll make a way out of no way. I thank God for today. Briefly, I'm going to finish here in just a moment. But as I share out of the Acts of the Apostles, they had just received the word of God, his promise of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. And I can't help but go back into that message a few weeks ago, being intoxicated with the power of God. And so when God blessed them, they had to wait. They knew that they'd been following the Lord. They've seen God do a whole lot of things, but the Lord God told them that you'll be able to do greater things, but you got to wait until you get the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we know the story on Pentecost when the Spirit of God began to move and they began to speak in various different languages, and God just blessed them in such a mighty way. So then when we go farther over into this chapter, we find out that they began to preach and talk about this man called Jesus. His death was not in vain. Peter preached that he taught them that David was a great man, but he was not ascended into the heavens. He was dead and buried, and he still have a grave somewhere. So now those of us that like to put man on a pedestal and think that just because they can throw out a few scriptures, or just because they can sing a little tune, or just because they got that certain kind of look. You know how we are. We look at the outside and we judge the outside and we glorify the outside. But what are they made up in on the inside? No need of building somebody up, and you can't help get them down. You can't lift them up no higher. Only thing you can do is glorify them. And they're going to die and go in a grave just like you. So David realized that I hadn't seen Jesus, but God has allowed me to be in the realm of his mighty power. And so I can see him even sitting on the right-hand side of God. David spoke of Jesus during his life as one that had seen him before, his face. And he was on the right hand. So as we look at our text, the Bible declares that as they preached the word of God, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Holy, holy. Oh, Hosanna. Glory be to the power of a loving God. Waving palm branches and glorifying God with their lips. But then when God needed them, turn their backs on him. The very one that lifted him up was some of the same one that said, crucify him. So be careful of that one that you walk hand in hand with. Because sometime or another, they may not feel the same way about you as they used to. But one thing about the God that we serve, he does not change. His love does not change. His forgiveness does not change. And I'm so thankful that as they prayed and as they preached about this man called Jesus the Christ, they let them know that the same one that you crucified, he was the Lord and he was Christ. So now the Bible declares that when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? I feel bad about what I've done. I feel bad about the fact that I got on the wrong crowd with the wrong crowd. And I was over there with the one that was saying, crucify him, crucify him. And little did I know that he was the one that came to save me from myself. So, Lord, now that I feel guilty about what I've done, what shall we do? You got to know what you got to do. Peter immediately said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, all of us that are bona fide Baptist members, we've been baptized in the water. They didn't sprinkle our forehead. We went all the way down, completely immersed in the water to represent the death of Jesus the Christ. Prayerfully getting up, being a follower of that same Jesus. So now we got to repent. We got to be baptized. But you weren't baptized in the name of Cade. You weren't baptized in the name of Files Chapel. You are baptized in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I baptize you, my brother, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, so that even though I've been dipped in the water, I need to be dipped in the Spirit. Whole lot of us still wet Christians. That's why we're scared of the rain. Don't have any power because we don't have the Holy Ghost. Quench not the Spirit of God. That's word. Some of us, we're afraid that it might make us cry in public. We're afraid that it might take us so far out of our comfort zone that somebody might just think we saved. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So generation after generation, we pass it along. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. There was a man born by the Virgin Mary. And when he was born and he came into the world to save us from our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this utter generation. This generation is crooked. Save yourself. Don't wait on the preacher. You better know how to call on him for yourself. You got to know that you can't depend on nobody when it comes to working out your own soul salvation. Ain't anybody in here glad that when you were at your own house, even before Sunday morning came, sometime last week, not even on Thanksgiving, but before that, you was able to say, Lord, I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning. If you see I got a job, Lord, I want to thank you for having a job to go to. Lord, I want to thank you that things are not as bad as they seem to be. Lord, I want to thank you that even though it seems like don't nobody like me, I'm glad that you love me. Am I talking to anybody in here? The Bible said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So now if the heavens rejoice over one, glory, hallelujah. Them angels had a hallelujah singing good time when they heard that over 3,000 souls repented and were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I'm almost finished. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. Here we are this morning, still following the doctrines, still getting ready to break bread together. So the power of God has never lost its power. And I'm so glad to be able to tell you this morning that all you need to have is a clear understanding. And once you get on the Lord's side, you need to stay on the Lord's side. The Bible declared that fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. They wouldn't have been able to do anything without the power of the Holy Ghost. But because of what they had seen Jesus do, because of what Jesus had said would happen on the day of Pentecost, once they got their power, they immediately went to work. Oh, Jesus. I ain't gonna say it. Say it. Too many lazy Christians. All that believed were together and had all things common. So now they didn't have the mindset that we got. Because a lot of times what I got is mine and you can't have it. But now when they got converted, they brought all of their things together just like it was Thanksgiving. And when I eat, you're going to eat. Your children going to eat. I'm going to look out for those in the community. I'm going to share the power of a loving God. And what you need to know that you got to learn how to listen to the word of God. You got to be able to understand that God's word does not change. One thing I love about the Lord this morning, that Bible said that out of all of thy getting, get and understand. So I want you to understand this morning that God allowed me to come into the house one more time. God allowed me to let you know that we still have sinned and come short of his glory. And so now what we got to do, all you got to do, if you feel bad about what you've been doing, is repent and be baptized. Now I know that many of you have already been baptized. And I found out for myself in my own life that even after repentance, even after baptism, I had to go back again to get repented again and sometimes again and sometimes again. Is there anybody know what I'm talking about? We say we got it. We say we got it. But what Paul is letting us know this morning, Paul lets us know that if you want God, he said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I'm so glad this morning to know that I serve a mighty God, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. That's why you got to know God for yourself. For they're being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, the righteousness of everyone that believes. But Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But I come to tell somebody that if you want the power of the Holy Ghost, if you want to know what you got to do, you got to learn how to open up your mouth. But what said it? The word is not deep, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Open up your mouth this morning. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry about the wrong that I've done. If I open up my mouth, I confess my fault to God. I believe in my heart that Jesus the Christ went to Calvary. He was strung high and he was strung out wide. He was killed and they pierced him in the side. But when he went down to the grave, I'm so glad that he didn't stay there. But I heard that on the third day, he got back up out the grave with all power in his hand. For the hard man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So don't be afraid to open up your mouth. If you open up your mouth, tell the Lord that you're sorry. I come to let somebody know that the Lord will be right there by your side. I'm so glad this morning that I got a God on my side. I'm so glad this morning that even in the midst of the rain, I can feel some sunshine in my soul. I'm going to learn how to let God have his way. Is there anybody in the house that want to feel the power of God, that want to come out your comfort zone, that know that you need a little more power? What the world needs now is more love, more power, more of God's grace. And I come to let you know, if you're down and out, if you're depressed about where you've been, I want to let you know you got to know where you're trying to go. And I want to go to glory. I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I stop by just to tell somebody that all you got to do is repent, and be baptized. And the Lord will come to your rescue. The Lord will do what you need him to do. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve this morning. Men, brethren, women, what shall we do? I know that I've been in some bad situations, but somehow, some way, God has brought us through. And for that, we tell God, thank you. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I wonder this morning, how many of us appreciate the fact that Jesus died a shameful death? And because he died and got up with all power, we are free. We are free from ourselves. And so as God blesses us, we ought to be a blessing to somebody else. That blessing could be no more than a smile on your face. I've heard a smile is contagious. You can see somebody that's having a bad day, and all of a sudden they see that wonderful smile on your face, and it sort of brings them out of where they are to where God would like for them to be. We got to help one another along the way. What shall we do? All you got to do is repent and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. And God will, because he's able. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. And he'll do what you need him to do. Are there any witnesses in the house this morning? If God stopped by your house and made some things different, that you know that if it had not been God that stepped in your situation, you might be still lost and walking in circles. But because God is who he is righteous, and he is worthy of all of our praises. What a mighty God we serve. I was so encouraged last night, because when you listen to an individual that speaks from the heart and you know that your spirit begins to intertwine with theirs and you know that it's real, it encourages you to hold on and to hold out and to know that the same God that brought that individual through, he'll bring you through. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. All you got to do is repent. We get caught up in this statement, and I'm going to move along. Once saved, always saved. But one thing about that in the midst of your salvation, because some of you have been saved a long time, but after salvation, you done told some lies. You done judged folk. You done some things that you didn't have any business doing. But isn't it good that God allowed you to live long enough that you can go back to God in prayer and say, Lord, forgive me for the wrong that I've done. Don't never think that you're so holier than thou. Because somebody don't know your business. I know somebody that know all your business. Every little bit of it. Some of us think we got business. We don't even have no business no how. Uh-huh. Right. So just wannabes. Yes, right. Wannabes hating those that got it. Yep. That's right. The doors of the church open. Is there anyone that the Lord is speaking to your heart this morning? God said, come as a bold soldier this morning.